الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر كبيرا، والحمد لله كثيرا، وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده، ونصر عبده، وأعز جنده، وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله، ولا نعبد إلا إياه، مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا، وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنعمت علينا من نعمك العظيمة وآلائك الجسيمة. اللهم لك الحمد أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن، ولك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. اللهم لك الحمد كما هديتنا للإسلام، وعلمتنا الحكمة والقرآن، ووفقتنا للصلاة والصيام والقيام. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الكرام، يقول ربنا عز وجل في كتابه المبين آمرًا لنا بتقواه: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the sustainer, and the controller of the universe. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah for the infinite grace and blessings and mercies He has bestowed upon us. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah, for He is the source of the existence of the heavens and the earth and all within. Indeed, all praises belong to Allah, for He is the light of the heavens and the earth and all within. Surely all praises belong to Allah in a manner that befits His majesty and glory. Surely, our Lord, all praise belong to You for having guided us to Islam, and for having taught us wisdom and the Quran, and for enabling us to fast and to pray and to do qiyam in the month of Ramadan. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He is one and has no partner. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, we praise and we thank Allah, the most beneficent Lord, for having blessed us all with health and strength as we observe the ibadah of fasting in the month of Ramadan. It is with this health and strength, brothers and sisters, that we were able to perform the ibadat of fasting, of prayers, of meditation, of reflection, and of caring and sharing with the less fortunate and those in need. Brothers and sisters, we should feel proud, not arrogant, but proud that we were able to worship the ever merciful Creator during the last 30 days and nights. And now we must give thanks and express our gratitude to Him who not only gave us the health and strength to worship him, but also blessed the month of Ramadan with blessings and virtues which cannot be attained except in this month. However, brothers, as you display your nice gowns, and sisters, as you look at the nice henna designs on your hands, as we celebrate this Eid, we cannot and should not be heedless and unaware of the many challenges that are facing Muslims these days. We may not be able to solve all of them, but we are obligated to do whatever is within our capacity about them. Brothers and sisters, one of the most deserving of our immediate attention is the state of our masajid and Islamic institutions. They stand empty, yearning for Muslims to visit them, to pray in them, to take care of them, to make them come alive with their presence and activities. Brothers and sisters, Allah the Exalted placed the obligation of building, maintaining, and visiting the masajid on the shoulders of the believers. Who else would build, visit, and maintain the masjid? He said, Azza wa Jal, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَى أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. The mosques of Allah shall be built, maintained, and visited by those who believe in Allah and the Last Day, perform prayers, pay the zakah, and fear none but Allah. It is they who are on true guidance. If you and I, brothers and sisters, are not among the people who believe in Allah and the Last Day, and perform prayers, and pay the zakah, and fear none but Allah, then who are? Brothers and sisters, if you and I do not maintain and visit our masajid and Islamic centers, who will? Do we expect that the government will do this for us? Or do we expect that the Muslims who live far away will do this for us? Brothers and sisters, I challenge myself and each one of you to take ownership of our Islamic centers, to take responsibility for their maintenance and upkeep, and to take the responsibility of letting them come alive with our presence for prayers and programs. Dear brothers and sisters, we have the potential to do so. We have the potential to make our masajid and our Islamic centers become vibrant centers full of activities at an amazing level. And the proof of this is in the fact that we did exactly that in the month of Ramadan. We did an excellent job of coming out and coming together and visiting the masajid in this blessed month. Fasting, brothers and sisters, in Ramadan brought us all together as a community. We gathered on the Saturdays here at the IIT in large numbers for the breaking of the fast. We shared dates together. And no, I'm not talking about that kind. We shared dates together. We shared water together. We poured water for one another. We ate together, brothers and sisters. Many of us willing to share whatever we had with others on the rare occasions that the food might have run out. We got together, brothers and sisters, for Salat al-Taraweeh. We stood shoulder to shoulder in this very hall, in straight lines, listening attentively to the recitation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the Taraweeh prayers. Brothers and sisters, we stood together, shoulder to shoulder, in straight lines, in Qiyamul Layl, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, willingly and freely giving up perhaps the best sleep for the pleasure of Allah the Exalted, with the desire to attain the blessings that Allah the Exalted has promised. We stood together, brothers and sisters, with our hands outstretched in supplication to Allah in the Qunut and Salat al-Witr, sometimes for 15, 20, or 25 minutes at a time in these last 10 nights of Ramadan. And today, we are gathered here, all of us, to glorify our Creator and to express our gratitude to Him for His numerous blessings and favors, and to celebrate these accomplishments by celebrating Eid al-Fitr. But the question, brothers and sisters, that begs to be asked is, where does all of this leave us? Where does all of this lead us? Where do we go from here? What happens next? Will we continue to come out and visit the masajid in the significant numbers that we used to do in Ramadan for the past 30 days? Will we continue to volunteer? Will we continue to volunteer? Will we continue to volunteer to help, to assist with the execution of programs and activities at a level that has made the IIT stand out as a center that offers wonderful programs with great organization and efficiency? Would we be among those who are responsible for such organization and efficiency? Or, brothers and sisters, will we all become strangers again, each one withdrawing into his or her own private world until the next Ramadan comes next year to bring us back together? Which choice will it be, brothers and sisters? The decision and the choice rests with us. I choose whether I would like to be part of this community of believers, but I can also choose whether I would rather remain on the fringes. Brothers and sisters, I challenge myself and each one of you to be Abdullah, to be the servant of Allah the Exalted, who is always present and never goes into hiding or seclusion. And not to be Abdul Ramadan, not to be servants of Ramadan, which comes only once a year, but to be servants of Allah the Exalted, who is always there. Brothers and sisters, I challenge myself and each one of you to give to the community by giving to the IIT, to ensure that it remains the strong and vibrant center we all have come to love and expect to perform at this high level. My dear brothers and sisters, I challenge myself and each one of you to evaluate our strengths and to find that one or two or more blessings from Allah we possess and have been blessed with, and then resolve to share that with our community. Brothers and sisters, even if one does not possess wealth to make him or her a financial supporter, we all possess some kind of skill or knowledge or expertise or time or energy. Let us resolve, brothers and sisters, to become volunteers in one way or another so that we can give from that which Allah has entrusted us with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ, and give from what He has made you trustees of. We have it, brothers and sisters. We may not realize it yet, but we have it. We have something that was entrusted to us, and we need to give from that. For a community, brothers and sisters, is not a community without its members. Without you and I, IIT is not IIT. It is you and I who make up the community. But the glue that holds any community together is the sharing and the giving that each member is willing to offer. Every thriving community in the world, brothers and sisters, is one in which its members care about one another, one in which its members are willing to give back. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, "Irhamu man fil ardi, yarhamkum man fis sama." Be kind and compassionate to those on the earth. Care about them. The Lord who is above the heavens will be kind and compassionate to you. And Allah the Exalted tells us in the Quran, "Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikri Allahi wa ma nazala min al-haq?" Hasn't the time come for the hearts of the believers to submit to Allah's reminder and to the truth that has been revealed? Hasn't the time come, brothers and sisters, that we simply don't build buildings, but that we make these buildings come alive with our presence? The time has come now, brothers and sisters. The time is now for us to give back. If we don't have the time today to give back, when will we ever find the time, brothers and sisters? Let us continue to be a part of the IIT. Let us continue to support the IIT with our wealth, with our presence, by attending programs and classes and volunteering. Let us also continue to support the IIT with our advice, with our constructive criticisms, and with our willingness to work together to leave a lasting and positive legacy for our future generations to come. Brothers and sisters, let us also not forget that one of the greatest gifts that Allah the Exalted has blessed mankind with is the revelation of the Noble Quran. It is the enduring miracle that will always stand as living proof of the divine grace upon mankind and the validity of the Islamic way of life. Brothers and sisters, we have all listened to this revelation in Salat al-Taraweeh with our dear Qari. Now it is time to practice and live that message. Now it is time for us to walk the talk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an hudan lin-nas." Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed as guidance for mankind. And Allah the Exalted said, "Inna hadha al-Qur'an yahdi lillati hiya aqwam." Indeed, this Quran guides to the way of life that is best and most just. So let us live the Quran, brothers and sisters. Let us not just put it back on the shelves now that Ramadan is over, only to pick it up again when next Ramadan comes. But let the Quran be alive in our attitude and our behaviors. Let the Quran be manifested in our character as it was in the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our prayers and our fasting and our qiyam. Allahumma taqabbal salatana wa siyamana wa qiyamana wa ruku'ana wa sujudana wa saliha a'malina waj'alna min al-maqbulin al-faizin واجعلنا من عتقائك في شهر رمضان. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be among those brothers and sisters whose necks He has set free from the hellfire in this month of Ramadan that has just gone by. May Allah the Exalted cause all of us brothers and sisters to be among those from whom He has accepted their good deeds in the blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah cause us to be among those brothers and sisters whom He has showered His mercy upon in the month of Ramadan. May Allah the Exalted cause all of us to be among those brothers and sisters from whom He has accepted all their good deeds in the month of Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. Brothers and sisters, equally as important on this day and the days ahead is that we should not forget our brothers and sisters all over the world who are in crisis. In Palestine, in Iraq, in Syria, in Libya, in Egypt, in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, in Pakistan, and in many other countries. Let us not forget our brothers and sisters in Palestine and in Gaza in particular. Brothers and sisters, we live in a country in which we are safe. We don't have to worry when the next bomb will fall next to us, when the next missile will obliterate our homes. A country that is a pioneer in upholding and promoting values that are themselves Islamic values, such as human rights, hard work, a sense of community. Ramadan has brought us together as a community. Compassion, tolerance, and justice. Therefore, as Canadian Muslims or Muslim Canadians, we must be proud of our country, which upholds and promotes these values. However, we're certainly disappointed that our government that is supposed to represent us has chosen to remain silent, and in fact, in some cases, to side with the aggressors, such as the current Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But brothers and sisters, we must not be afraid to stand up and speak out against all forms of oppression and transgression and aggression. Enough is enough. Our Islamic teachings and our Canadian values demand that we stand up against aggression and against oppression whenever and wherever it occurs. But this is why, brothers and sisters, we need vibrant and strong Islamic centers. Centers that can provide the strong voice on behalf of all of us, so that those who are elected to govern us will pay attention and will listen. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza are in pain. And we must share that pain, brothers and sisters, if indeed we believe in Allah and the last day. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the authentic hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِهِمْ وَتَعَاطُفِهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ كَالْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُدْوٌ تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّةِ. The example of the believers in their love for one another, in their compassion for one another, and in their mercy for one another is like a single body. If any part of that body feels pain, the rest of the body, the entire body, shares that pain by staying awake at night and by running a high temperature. Brothers and sisters, have we stayed awake because of the suffering of our brothers and sisters in Gaza and elsewhere? Have we felt that high fever in solidarity with our brothers and sisters over there and elsewhere? Brothers and sisters, donate to their causes and pray for them. Let us all resolve to remember them at least once a day in our du'as. This is the bare minimum that every one of us can do. Once a day, remember our brothers and sisters in the rest of the world who are in crisis. Asking Allah, the creator and the controller of the universe, to alleviate their sufferings and hardships and to reward them for their steadfastness in bearing their hardships and to recompense them with better in this life and the hereafter. May Allah, the exalted, continue to bless all of us, and may He accept our fasting, our prayers, our supplications, our invocations, and all our good deeds. May He listen to our prayers for our brothers and sisters who are oppressed, and may He forgive for us our mistakes and shortcomings. May He protect our families, our children, and especially our youth from the temptations and the deviations and seductions of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down His cure and healing upon our brothers and sisters who are sick and suffering. Allahumma shfi mardana wa marda al-muslimin. Allahumma shfi mardana wa marda al-muslimin. Allahumma rabba al-nas adhib al-ba's. Ishfi anta shafi. Ishfi anta shafi. La shifa'a illa shifa'uk. Shifa'an la yugadiru saqma. Allahumma khaffif alamahum. Oh Allah, we ask You to ease their pain and suffering. Allahumma khaffif alamahum wa yassir lahum umurahum. And make easy for them their everyday affairs. Allahumma alhimhumu sabra wa thabat wa rida bima qadayt. Oh Allah, inspire them with patience and steadfastness to accept and to submit to what You have decreed. Allahumma ajurhum fi musibatihim. Oh Allah, reward them for the patience they display in their adversity. وَخْلُفْ لَهُمْ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And give them something better in return. O most merciful of those who show mercy, may Allah the Exalted have mercy on and forgive our brothers and sisters who have passed away. اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِحَيِّنَا وَمَيِّتِنَا وَشَاهِدِنَا وَغَائِبِنَا وَصَغِيرِنَا وَكَبِيرِنَا وَذَكَرِنَا وَأُنْثَانَا إنك تعلم منقلبنا ومثوانا وأنت على كل شيء قدير. O Allah, we ask You to forgive our living and our dead, our young and our old, our male and our female, our present and our absent. For You alone, O Allah, knows our ultimate destination, and You have power over all things. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحييه على الإسلام. O Allah, we ask You that whoever amongst us You cause to live, let them live in submission and surrender to You. وَمَنْ تَوَفَّيْتَهُ مِنَّا فَتَوَفَّهُ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. And whomsoever You call back to You from amongst us, cause them to depart us with iman in their hearts. اللَّهُمَّ جَازِهِمْ بِالْإِحْسَانِ إِحْسَانًا. We ask You, O Allah, to reward them with the good they have done, with an increase in good. وَبِالسَّيِّئَاتِ عَفْوًا وَغُفْرَانًا. And for the wrongs that they have done, with forgiveness and mercy. Allahumma ij'al quburahum riyadan min riyadil jannah. O Allah, we ask You to make their graves gardens from the gardens of paradise. Wala taj'alha hufaran min hufarin nar. And we ask You, O Lord, not to let it be pits from the pits of the hellfire. Allahumma arhamna idha sirna ila ma saru ilay. And we beseech You, O Allah, to show us mercy whenever we meet the same end as they have met. Brothers and sisters, Eid Mubarak to all of you and your families. Kullu amin wa antum bi khair. May we all have a blessed and enjoyable day of Eid. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.